RestoreOfTheHeartland.com.
Welcome back to In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we're going to continue to talk some Fort Riley issues. Again, want to show some appreciation to Elizabeth Thurston, the director of Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center, for coming in and talking about the opening of the tax center on Fort Riley. Now here with Rachel Walford and Master Sergeant Jason Snell of Fort Riley, and we're going to talk some more programs. And first, again, welcome and thanks for traveling in the treacherous conditions out there. Hopefully it was okay for you. The road's not too bad.
Yeah, it's still drivable, but thanks for having us.
Yeah, not too bad, Fort Riley. Just driving slow, get here safe.
And I imagine if anybody can get through these roads, it's Fort Riley folks, right? I mean, you guys know the lay of the land.
No.
No?
No. You got to remember that you know, soldiers and their family members, they come from, you know, all walks of life, and there's people that have never seen snow in their life, let alone driven in it. So
I bet this has always probably been an exciting day on post then.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been on post yet. I live here in Manhattan, so Rachel has.
I'm a native Kansan, so these roads, I'm used to this. But I think there might be some sledding that takes place today.
Oh, I bet so. Well, the programs we have here are Heroes Make America and Keep Veterans Here. Keep standing for Kansas Employment Exploration Program.
Correct.
And Jason, a lot of things that Fort Riley does to help their soldiers in employment from the present and in the future.
Correct. Fort Riley, and not to be biased, has the most extensive opportunities for the Soldier for Life program out of any other installation in the Army. It's constantly evolving, constantly growing, trying to develop new opportunities, not just for soldiers, but for family members, veterans, retirees, DOD civilians, you name it. And the KEEP program, we started that last year. It was a collaboration between the SFL TAP program and the Kansas Secretary of Commerce's office, as well as the governor's office. And what it was is trying to provide more opportunities for veterans as they transition. The big one being, of course, you know, on the Kansas side, is wanting to maintain those veterans in the state, you know, for economical reasons, of course. But there's a lot of benefit with staying in Kansas.
And Rachel, if you can talk to us a little bit about the Heroes Make America.
Yeah, program. So the Heroes Make America program is one of Fort Riley's career skills program. It's actually our newest program. We kicked off our first class the 8th of January, so just this past Monday. But the career skills program is an initiative to train soldiers while they're still on active duty to put them into jobs when they transition out. And the Heroes Make America program is a partnership between Fort Riley, the Manufacturing Institute, and Washburn Technical. So going through that program, our soldiers get 9 industry certifications as well as 14 college credit hours.
Now these two programs seem like they have a lot of the same goals. I guess what are the key differences between these two programs?
Well, for the KEEP program, our main focus is to go out to outlying communities throughout Kansas. We try to keep it within like a 2-hour radius, just for logistical reasons and, you know, legal purposes. But some of the tours that we do are in heavy manufacturing communities, and that's how that ties in with the Heroes Make America program, is that, you know, some of the stuff that we're doing, some of the tours that we've done in the past and we'll be doing in the future, are aligned with the soldiers going through that course for the Heroes Make America.
Yeah, I think one of the differences is that the Heroes Make America program, while we're definitely linking them up with manufacturing partners within the state, we will also provide them with job placement assistance nationally to get them back to wherever they're trying to go to.
Does the state help out with this endeavor at all?
Sure. I mean, and it's really the onus is really on the communities we go and visit. In the past, we visited Emporia and McPherson already. Our next one for the 23rd of January will be here in Manhattan. Dr. Cheryl Grice has put that on for us, and what we're doing is we're going out there. It's coordinated by one or a small group of individuals, and then of course, like, the chambers of commerce will get involved, local businesses, educational institutions, and it's really a big coming together to really support bringing veterans into those communities.
Brady Bowman here with Master Sergeant Jason Snell and Rachel Walford with the Career Skills Program, talking Fort Riley, talking jobs for veterans, for current soldiers. If you want to get involved in the conversation, have a question about these programs, give us a call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And this question for either of you, if you can just talk about the motivation of these programs and why we have them.
So I'd say the motivation behind it, the entire team at the Soldier for Life program at Fort Riley is very, very persistent about helping soldiers and their families. I'll tell you right now, I mean, I've been motivated being in the position that I'm at as an advisor for the division headquarters. Anytime you provide some kind of assistance, some kind of opportunity, and you kind of see those ends meet, you know, it's a phenomenal feeling. And you know, just trying to do the best we can and provide all we can for our soldiers in the community. It's a really good thing.
Sorry, Rachel, were you going to say something?
Okay, I think the goal of the Career Skills Program is to really bridge that gap during that transition. We have so many soldiers that transition out and don't know what they're going to do, you know, especially some of these long-term soldiers who, you know, 15 to 20 years in the military, they're not used to writing resumes and applying for jobs. So it's really to make sure that despite that transition out of the military, that we're still making sure they're taken care of as a whole.
And that is a lot of it, right? When you're in the soldier life, I mean, a lot of what you do, you're told what to do.
Sure.
But when you're looking at jobs and kind of going out there, and you're really kind of on your own in a new way, and I'm sure that's very key in the assistance here.
It's a complete transition, just like when we came into the military, it was 180 degrees from being a civilian. Well, you know, vice versa, going back into the civilian world. The one thing I will say about the Career Skills Program is around 2012, the Army Unemployment Compensation capped at over $500 million. Now, that's just for the Army alone. And a big portion of the reason that's been reduced now to just over $100 million is largely due to the Career Skills Programs, because you're guaranteeing soldiers employment as soon as they transition out.
And it looks like you do have a Keep Veterans Here tour coming up in Manhattan here soon. Go and tell us about that.
So that'll be on the 23rd.
Of January?
Correct. 23rd of January. The soldiers and their spouses are welcome to attend, but because we'll be on a government bus, the spouses have to accompany the soldiers on that bus, or they can provide their own transportation and link up at the meeting point at K-State. We'll be meeting up at the building 212 Custer Avenue on the back side of it. They're going to go upstairs in building 212, sign in with Ms. Sharon Washington, and that'll be at 0815. At 0830, I'll have the bus out back. We'll load up on the bus, drive over to K-State, and begin the tour out there. And that'll go to about 1500, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And I'm sure employer partnerships are very important with this.
Absolutely.
What are some employers that have partnered with these programs?
The big thing is I know we've got Bayer Construction that'll be coming out there. You've got a couple other ones. There'll be some tours that we're doing of actual facilities. K-State, of course, is sponsoring the whole thing. They're hosting it for us. And Dr. Cheryl Grice has done a great job putting that together. So.
And who's open to participate in these programs?
Anyone who's eligible for Soldier for Life can participate in them. As far as the KEEP program, when we do travel, because we use government vehicles, it has to be, you know, soldiers, actual soldiers. And if their spouses want to accompany them, like I said, they can accompany them. If they want to come separately, they have to provide their own transportation and meet us out there.
Yeah, and then as far as the Heroes Make America program, I know he's touched on some of the employer partners for the KEEP program. For the Heroes program, we've got everything from Arconic Aerospace Center to Caterpillar to Orbital ATK and Ammunitions Plant in Missouri to Union Pacific, Georgia Pacific. So we have a lot. Those are just a handful of the ones here. And then as far as who can participate in the program, the beauty of this program is it is open not only to active duty service members, but veterans and their spouses.
Very, very important. Some other training, what other training does Fort Riley offer through the Career Skills Program?
Absolutely. So we have 5 programs now with the Heroes Program on Fort Riley. We have our ABF program, which is a 6-week-long CDL program, guaranteed job with ABF upon successful completion of that program. We have a 7-week-long Airstreams Tower Technician Training Program. You get 10 certifications going through that program, and then they partner with 300-plus companies nationwide for job placement. We have Ryder, which offers a 12-week-long Diesel Technician 2 program, similar to ABF in that they guarantee job placement upon successful completion of that program with Ryder at one of their 800 locations nationwide. And then separate from the HEROES program, we also have our IHG program. They're the Intercontinental Hotel Group. So they own all your Holiday Inns, your Candlewood Suites, and they're doing an operations management internship opportunity for our soldiers.
Seems like there's a wide range of avenues soldiers can take with both of these programs. What's some of the feedback that you've heard from employers when it comes to these programs?
It's phenomenal.
Absolutely. I think they talk about how responsible our soldiers are, how they can count on them to be there on time every day at work. You know, they don't have those attendance issues. And then they talk about how well they work with others, you know, how well they pick things up and kind of take the ball and get things rolling.
Very key. Such simple things, but it's oh so important, just to being on time, being responsible, those sort of things.
And definitely. I mean, you got to figure, you know, demographically, when you look at the average age coming out of college, well, they don't have any real work experience. They don't have any real life experiences other than, you know, growing up as a young adult. With the soldiers, you know, you have that basic inherent leadership trait that you've gained, all the qualities that you know, that embody the Army values. And it's like when a civilian employer sees this, they know that they're already getting something. They've got somebody who's already groomed for like supervisory and management positions. And it's not just the soldiers, their spouses as well, because their spouses run the show. When soldiers go overseas and deploy or go to the field and training, the spouses are the ones that are making ends meet. They're taking care of the house, the family, maybe working, going to school. I mean, you name it, they're doing everything.
Well, very good things. Both of you are doing both very good programs. A strong Fort Riley means a strong community here.
Sure.
Just some closing things. Maybe just remind some folks some contact information if they want to get involved before we let you go back out in that cold.
Okay. So for the KEEP program or anything, Soldier for Life in general, you can call 785-239-2278-2248 or 9621. The point of contact for the KEEP program will be Miss Sharon Washington, and you can contact her through those phone numbers as well.
And for the career skills programs, they can reach me at 785-239-8948. I'm also located in the Soldier for Life building, and they can come in and see me anytime.
And that building is located at, it's building 212 Custer Avenue, and that's on Fort Riley Main Post.
All right, very good. Rachel Walford and Master Sergeant Jason Snell, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thanks,
and
Brady.
Braving the weather
us.
Conditions. Safe travels on the way back.
Thanks.
Thank you.
More in Focus after the break right here on News Radio KMAN.